UNC recently completed a study about alcohol use on its campus and found the COVID-19 pandemic did alter some trends commonly seen before this last academic year. The results might better help inform groups like the Chapel Hill Campus and Community Coalition, also called the CCC, about how to go about addressing the campus's culture around alcohol. That's a partnership between the university and the town of Chapel Hill to reduce the risks associated with frequent or binge drinking. And joining me on the phone today to talk a little bit more about their partnership and about the survey results is the UNC Student Wellness Director and Associate Dean of Students, Dean Blackburn. Dean, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yes.
And we also have Eleanor Landis on the phone as she is the director of the Chapel Hill Campus and Community Coalition. Eleanor, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So, Dean Blackburn, let's start with you. Could you share a little bit about what the university's alcohol culture is like based on past studies and surveys and, you know, what you have found from talking with students and campus community members? And if you could share that and kind of share how UNC approaches crafting policies around alcohol use, I think that would be great.
Absolutely. And so we've been tracking a little bit of student self-reported perceptions and practices around alcohol consumption since at least about 1996. And so we have some longitudinal data that would show us a little bit of the patterns or the culture on campus. And what that data tends to tell us is that good news is we are very similar to many other colleges around the country. So our rates run fairly in line with that. But some of the downsides of that would be that we see a significant jump, as most colleges do, from a first-year student's arriving on campus in August until about 6 weeks later in October, where they go from somewhere around 35 or 40% reported consumption to somewhere around 60 to 65% reported consumption. And we call that in the field sort of the college effect. You know, what it is about the culture of a campus, even a college town, that could add to or influence the increased use of alcohol. And that's the increased use by how many students and how much per student. We also know that the data tells us consistently that a certain number of students do practice binge drinking. And as you mentioned earlier, binge drinking can be usually defined by four or five or more drinks, depending on whether it's a male-identified or female-identified student, in one setting. And so we ask students about that. And Eleanor is equally familiar with the data, so she may have to remind me, but I believe we might be, of the students who report consuming in the last 30 days, which maybe runs around 65 or 70%, please correct me, Eleanor, about 40% of those students indicate that they may have binge drank at some point in recent time. So that's important information for us to know because we can use that then to go back and provide some education around prevention, risk reduction. But data also tells us that about 25% of the students who can report consuming indicate that they've had some negative experience as a result of that, and that could be something physical or health-wise, like blacking out or injury. It could be related to something legal or policy-wise in terms of underage consumption or open container, or it may also involve something, you know, like their academics and not performing as well as they would like to. So all of that gives us information to think about how we might craft a policy that supports the culture that we're striving for, and we're striving for a health-promoting informed culture where students have enough information, skills, and resources to make the best choices for themselves around alcohol. And so we call that sort of a public health approach, a comprehensive approach within a policy that sets a stage on our campus that allows faculty, staff, students, parents, alumni, and visitors to all know what we're striving for so that each person can do their part in contributing to a positive atmosphere.
Got it. And so this most recent survey, obviously being done as the students are having a different experience than ever before with the COVID-19 pandemic and a lot of digital learning, what did this most recent study show about alcohol use among the UNC campus community?
Eleanor, do you want to speak to that one?
Sure. So I am not the author of this study. I'm just going to paraphrase what the research that I read, but what the researchers who are based at UNC found is that in the early pandemic, students actually reported drinking less than they would have prior to the pandemic. So student drinking decreased during the early months of COVID, which is not super surprising when you think about the setting that students were in. Many students went from an on-campus residential experience or an off-campus residential experience to living with their parents. So what we know is that access to alcohol decreased because, unfortunately, underage students have greater access to alcohol in a collegiate environment than they probably do living under their family's roof. So that gives us a positive, a cause for hope when we're thinking about sort of how we approach this returning two classes, really, of students and in Chapel Hill. But we also know we have to balance that at the same time with this being, this data being from the early part of the pandemic, so we don't yet have studies back about the fall of 2020 and the spring of 2021. And so that's a bit of an unknown. I imagine that those trends are a little bit different looking at fall 2020 and spring 2021 than that initial spring of 2020 when everybody was sent home. What we do know, the study offers us a chance to make some informed decisions about how we're addressing students as they return to campus to see if they can continue maybe a pattern of lower consumption, or what we're really thinking about is how to educate these students who have really not been, we have two classes, three classes that have never completed a calendar year, an academic year on campus right now, and two classes who haven't made it past 10 days. So there's a lot of education needed for this group of incoming students that's larger than usual.
We're speaking with Eleanor Landis, who you are hearing there, as well as Dean Blackburn, about a recent study about the alcohol use on UNC campus. And Eleanor, I want to talk a little bit more about your organization, the Chapel Hill Campus and Community Coalition. You were talking a little bit about, and we heard from Dean Blackburn, too, a little bit about the education of students so they can make healthy decisions. Can you share a little bit more about the coalition and its mission to do that, and kind of how this project exists between the Town of Chapel Hill government and the university?
Sure can. So the Campus and Community Coalition was set up by a former chancellor of the university and former mayor of the Town of Chapel Hill in coordination with the county health department director. And so the three of them got together, and obviously all three entities had been addressing alcohol use amongst college students for a long time, but this was really the first time that folks said, we're going to get together and we're going to do this collaboratively and proactively, and like Dean said, take a public health approach. And so rather than telling students what they can and can't do or what people should and shouldn't do with regards to alcohol, what we're trying to do is to put cues in the environment and change things in the environment that create a healthier landscape for everyone, like Dean was saying. And so one of the things that we say often is that it doesn't have to be this way, that there's a culture shift that can happen to create environments where everybody can flourish. I think we often think about this issue of binge drinking and the alcohol culture on college campuses and assume that it's just going to be that way, that it's just a phase of life, just a part of the college experience, but we know that there's harm that comes from it. So anyways, we have a partnership between folks at the town, the university, and the county, along with local businesses, the school district is involved, and a number of community-based nonprofits all working together on a number of different strategies to try and change that culture.
It sounds like a fascinating initiative, and there are a lot of moving parts to it. I do want to turn back to Dean Blackburn as we are beginning to run out of time. But Dean, this is, in my mind, a pretty important question. From your perspective, obviously, many more students back on campus this year, and we don't know necessarily what the data looks like from fall 2020 to spring 2021, but could there be a swing the other way? This survey showing that some of this drinking went down during the early stages of the pandemic. Could we see a swing to, now that students are back on campus, alcohol use is going to kind of spike back up?
I think that's a fair assumption to make, and something that we're certainly watching out for and planning for with some of the education and other efforts that we're taking. And what we would see in that is that if the previous study showed us that students had less access when they were at home, we know by the nature of some campus environments that they may have more access, or at least easier access, to alcohol at a college campus, and maybe a little less supervision from family members. Plus, you know that a lot of studies have shown that the actual intake of alcohol across all age populations has increased during the pandemic due to stress and coping. So part of our role is going to be not only educating students about some of the risk reductions, but also educating them about coping and managing and resiliency, and providing some of those tools necessary to really help them navigate an ongoing sort of environmental issue, the pandemic, that none of us have any real control over. That'll be a big part of the work that we'll be doing this semester.
That's going to be fascinating and certainly important steps to take. That was Dean Blackburn, the Student Wellness Director and Associate Dean of Students. You were just hearing there at UNC. And turning back now to Eleanor Landis of the Chapel Hill Campus and Community Coalition. Eleanor, for folks who might want to learn a little bit more about your organization, where should they go? And is there anything else that you think our audience and listeners should keep in mind when thinking about the alcohol culture at UNC?
So glad you asked. So folks who are looking to learn more can go to downtownchapelhill.com/coalition. And the last thing that I would just leave folks with is, again, this idea that this culture doesn't have to be this way. You know, this is an issue that we've tolerated for a really long time, but there's really good examples of organizations across the country like ours who are creating substantial change without sort of taking all fun away from the college experience. So, for example, we have schools that have reduced the number of students who need emergency medical attention for alcohol use by over 50% in a five-year period. And we're seeing some of those trends here in Chapel Hill. And if we continue to do the work that we're doing, I think that we'll get to see similar trends down here as well.
Well, the survey is done through the Gillings School of Public Health. You can find more detail about this by heading to sph.unc.edu. And Eleanor Landis, Dean Blackburn, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today and to talk about this survey and both of your groups, what they're trying to do with the culture on UNC's campus.
Thanks for having us.